This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. The abundant moisture this spring has created a thriving environment for a host of insect pests. In this week's horticulture segment, Eric Atkinson visits with K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd about mosquitoes, chiggers, slugs, and ticks.
Again, Raymond, you are on the receiving end of calls and inquiries about this heavy tick population out there, seemingly more so than normal. Is that the case?
Well, I think it's mostly due, Eric, to all the rain we've gotten and the waterlogged conditions and all the grass that's growing up. I mean, when we get these warm temperatures, you can almost see the grass grow. And these areas are where ticks are going to be waiting to latch on to somebody. So if you're out there walking in these unmanaged areas, be sure to wear a repellent. Tuck your pants into your socks, white socks, and check yourself when you come back, because the ticks will latch on to you and you don't want them to get engorged and start sucking blood, because then you have the issue of removing them. So really take as much preventative measures you can to avoid getting ticks.
Well, Raymond, let's talk about mosquitoes. To no one's surprise, they are abundant out there because of the overly wet conditions, right?
Exactly. Just like ticks, I mean, most of your floodwater mosquitoes are going to be out there. Avoid being out there between dawn and dusk, which is when they're most active. And if you're going to go outside, put on a repellent such as DEET and cover your body and then, you know, come in and take a shower. But the other aspect is with all the rain, there's probably a lot of habitats out there. Wheelbarrows, tires, anything that holds water and is stagnant is a great breeding ground for mosquitoes. Get rid of old tires. Those are all areas where mosquitoes can breed.
As you know, folks who spend time, say, on the back deck or elsewhere in the yard for extended periods, ask the question, can one treat an area of the yard and do away with mosquitoes, or at least suppress them?
Well, it's a good question, Eric, because a lot of municipalities go to what we call these blanket treatments. They're probably using mostly a pyrethroid insecticide. And I think the information's out there, mostly data showing that you're probably doing more negative effects by killing pollinators and beneficials than you are mosquitoes. I think, again, I guess I'll call it Ray Cloyd's three-pronged approach to mosquitoes is removing breeding sites, wearing repellents. DEET is one of them. There are others out there. And then also, if you have fish ponds or other areas that, you know, are going to be stagnant, you can throw in the mosquito dunks or the mosquito flakes. And what these are, this is another bacteria, very similar to one we use for caterpillars, but only kills mosquito larvae. So you can put it in dog dishes and cat dishes and fish ponds, and it won't impact them at all. And it only kills the larvae mosquitoes.
And chiggers are getting after it as well, and the painful bite that they put on a person. What about dealing with those and in some fashion controlling chiggers?
Well, it's difficult to say control chiggers, but it would be the same for like mosquitoes and ticks as wearing some type of repellent. So again, I think the remedies or the strategies for dealing with chiggers, ticks, and mosquitoes is going to be pretty much synonymous the same, yeah.
All right. So protect yourself with the appropriate personal treatment.
And mow areas regularly. Right. That'll also, well, not eliminate, but alleviate problems with chiggers and also ticks.
Now, slugs in wet spots around the yard. They are seemingly harmless, but is that so?
Not really, Eric. I mean, slugs, of course, and snails, they're relatives. They love moist conditions, and the wet weather we've had is just conducive. We've had inquiries of feeding on one of their favorite hosts, and that's hosta. Some of the recommendations, I know you can't control the rain, but there are some baits out there, one with metaldehyde. The problem with metaldehyde is a nerve toxin, and is very harmful to dogs and cats. But the one that's widely sold that I see is called Sluggo, and it's iron phosphate. And iron phosphate is not toxic to dogs and cats, and it seems to be work very effectively. But you have to be very diligent putting the bait out there on a regular basis, because after a hard rain, it just basically washes it away. They are nocturnal, which means they feed at night. But one of the distinguishing characteristics is they leave a silvery reflective trail that really, in the sunlight, you'll see it. But they only feed at night, so you won't hardly see them in the daytime. So you have to go out there with a flashlight and find them. And of course, I know there's the old adage about the beer in the pans and putting it out there. That really depends on the brand of beer you use and, you know, and how prevalent the slugs are. So yeah. I would probably go with some of the alternative ones before I would go to that. Yeah.
That's Raymond Cloyd, horticultural entomologist, K-State Research and Extension.
Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.